Some things only happen once in a lifetime, like upsetting the number two team in the country. That could be one of those moments. Down 1-0 after the first, BSU battled back to tie the game up before the end of the second period. 3:41 left here in the second period, still a 1-0 game. Beavers, Kendra Fortin with a shot on net. Oh, right out in front, a shot! Big traffic and a puck that sails in. Reese Hunt. Grayson Myers. I believe Myers is going to get credit for it. We'll see if they review it. There was a lot of traffic out in front of that net. Bemidji State was being outshot by a lot, but they still found a way to take a 2-1 lead. And all the Minnesota Gopher fans tonight are Beaver fans. So Buckeyes lead the league right now. Big stop there for Dowie. Kept in at the blue line. Shot fired by Bazal. Nice block there by Paige Anderson. She'll get the puck ahead to Verkirky. Nice big play there by Verkirky. Stretches, got the stick out in front, and kept that play inside the offensive zone. A shot, a goal! Claudia Verkirky! The senior captain out of White Bear Lake, Minnesota, got the rebound, put that one in. It is 2-1. And Verkirky, who has only scored one goal in her career. It looks like Kayla Santo might get credit for that one. Ah, she was the first one through the victory line, but wow. That puck was kept in. Might have been tipped in out in front. Anderson, Verkirky. It might have been tipped in there by Kayla Santo, but nonetheless. Wow, what a play by that line of Santel, Verkirky, and Anderson. 2-1 Bemidji State. I just wanna feel this moment. I just wanna feel this moment. The Buckeyes answered to tie up the game, knowing they needed to win and take the 3 points possible in league play in order to clinch the WCHA regular season title. OSU pulled their goalie for the extra attacker with mere seconds left in the game. What happened next was a moment no one on either bench, the fans in the stands, anyone in the press box, and every listener would ever forget. Her hubby is in Beijing, competing in the Canadian men's bobsled team. No goal, waved off. Woo! Beavers fired that one all the way up the net, up the ice. Oh my goodness, we just witnessed history. Beavers intercepted the puck, put it all the way up the ice. The Buckeyes had killed their goalie, trying to get the extra attacker, and Bemidji State just hit an empty net goal in the final seconds. They're looking back on the review to see if Ohio State did indeed score just moments before this. And no, that puck was kicked out by Dowie. It did not cross the line. What a save by Kerrigan Dowie. Oh my gosh. 2-2 right now on the scoreboard. And it's a goal! Bemidji State scores an empty net goal to beat the Buckeyes 3-2. BSU goaltender Kerrigan Dowie said it best.
Just talk lots about, you know, making memories and, you know, what are things we're going to remember, you know, 10, 20, 50 years from now. And I think, you know, tonight is going to be exactly one of those moments.
And coach Jim Scanlon says this is nothing he's ever seen in all of his coaching years.
I told the group, you know, 40 some years of coaching, I've never seen an ending like that. Never had a walk-off win like that. That was pretty amazing.
I have to agree. This is a game we'll be talking about for the next 50 years. Even ESPN SportsCenter thought the save by Dowie and the empty net goal by her fellow super senior Paige Beebe was worthy of the top spot in the SportsCenter top 10. Let's just pause and feel this moment. We wrap up this series today. Game 2 between the Buckeyes and the Beavers, and anything can happen. The puck drops in less than 30 minutes. But first, our Budweiser pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network.